called Earth Queen. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on thehouseofprog.com, also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
and the new day's breaking through. The morning of another day without you. And the sunrise and tired eyes drift across the shore, looking for love and nothing more. But as the sea rolls by, there's no one there to see me cry, except the sunrise. The sunrise and you. New day, heal my soul.
the sunrise, darker than the night, fiercer than a rainstorm. This is man's delight. This is man's delight. Weaker than a moment, and hot as any fire, blinder than the blind eye. This is man's desire. This is man's desire. I ran to a place in the open sea where I pledged my life to the sun. It was good for a while, I could laugh, I could smile, but when I woke up one day, the sun had gone.
You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
the shrouded hours of dawn. Through the mist of daybreak I was born. But the day was clouded still by night, leaving me in the land of no light.
Been listening to Uriah Heep's Magician's Birthday, released in November 1972. I was but a wee lad at the time, and yeah, a bit before I kind of started getting into music in this kind of category, but lots of older kids in school were into the Uriah Heep, and subsequently, I got into them a little bit later. So the original vinyl release was a gatefold sleeve. It came out with a design from Roger Dean. Of course, did many album covers back in the day. I had pictures of the band, single Sweet Lorraine, Blind Eye got to 91 in the US charts, Spider Woman number 14 in Germany, and it was certified gold in January 73. And it was remastered and reissued a couple of times over the years. And we're listening to a remastered version of it as we speak. What else? It was preceded by the album Demons and Wizards. And after this one, they came out with Sweet Freedom. Is recorded November, released November 72, recorded between September and October 72 at Lansdowne Studios on the Bronze label, produced by Jerry Bron. And came out on Bronze Records in the UK and Mercury in the US, and was based loosely on a short story written by former keyboard player Ken Hensley.